Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Alan Seal from the Center of Transformational Presence at transformationalpresence.org, and it's really great to be here with you today. The board is lighting up here as more and more people are coming on the call, so we have over 130 people registered today. So it's great to have so many calling in. A special welcome to those of you who are able to join us live and in person. That's really great to have you here. So welcome. Just to tell you a bit about the Center for Transformational Presence, you know, as I look at the list, I'm recognizing a lot of names, but there are also a lot of names that I don't, and so perhaps it's the first time you've been with us on a call. The Center for Transformational Presence provides coaching and training and development for really for anyone who's committed to making a difference in their world, whether that's locally or globally or anything in between. We support social entrepreneurs and global entrepreneurs and leaders of NGOs, and we also support people who are wanting to make a big shift in their family. So it's kind of on every level as we are working for transformation in our world. Transformational presence is a way of showing up to life that is calling forth greatness in those around you. It's empowering breakthroughs. It's supporting shifts in understanding and perception and action. Our work is really grounded in an understanding of life as energy in motion and provides skills and tools to work with that energy to create significant and lasting results for those that we're serving, whether in leadership or in coaching. So really, in essence, we help individuals and organizations make the inner breakthroughs that are necessary to accomplish big things. So today we're here for a demonstration of transformational presence coaching, and I'm also especially celebrating today the graduation of the latest cohort of transformational presence coaches who completed their training yesterday. We now have 156 graduates from this program from 20 countries in just 3 years. That's incredibly exciting to me of how this work has kind of taken on a life of its own and has spread so quickly around the world and is impacting the world in various ways. So when we go into the session today, you'll observe for yourself what feels different or unique about this approach to coaching, but perhaps just a few distinguishing characteristics of this approach, things that you might just kind of be paying attention to as you're listening. First, it's really based on three fundamental truths that that come to us from ancient wisdom teachings as well as from quantum physics, now showing us the science behind this. Those three fundamental truths, the first is that everything is energy, and that energy is constantly in motion. So that's telling us a couple of important things, that when we can work with energy as opposed to form, things can shift much more quickly. And also the fact that that energy is constantly in motion means that things are constantly changing and evolving, that change and evolution is actually what's normal. And so when we're paying attention to that and realizing that things are always shifting and we can partner with that, we can flow with that shift and change and that evolution for much better results as we're going along. The second of those truths is that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. And this is really important because there are so many times when we're just wanting to get rid of things in our lives or push something away when, in fact, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. That means that we have to work with whatever is there. And we can transform what is, but we can't just get rid of it. So that's especially important, excuse me, when we have doubts or fears or resistance, that we're, instead of trying to push those away or just push on through anyway, we instead engage those fears or the doubts or resistance, engage it as energy and say, ask, what does it need to tell us? It's there for a reason. It has a message for us, perhaps. How do we engage that and work with it to transform the energy rather than push against it? The third of these fundamental truths is that the universe is built on relationships. Again, the ancient traditions tell us that, and quantum physics tells us that. So when the universe is built on relationships, that means that everything is in relationship to something else all the time. it's not just people in relationships to each other, but our relationships to beliefs, to ideas, to thoughts, to potential. It's the relationship from one between one idea and another, relationship of us between people and organizations. I mean, it's just everything there is all about relationship. So in a sense, what we're doing in our coaching is we're coaching relationships and being aware that there's energy moving here, and how do we keep working with that energy and coaching within that understanding. When we're aligning being before we're moving into action, and we come to what we talk about as action of being, that the more the being is aligned, then the clearer the action that is being called for is. And, in fact, also the greater energy and momentum there can be towards that action when everything is aligned in the being. So we're working all the time with the being before the doing here to make sure that the being is aligned so that then the doing will be incredibly effective. This is a very intuitive approach to coaching. We're engaging the intuitive mind as the larger mind, recognizing that the intellect is just one small part of that much larger intuitive mind. And both coach and client, it's very important that we are staying in a place of discovery rather than going to a place of figuring it out or analyzing it. We're working with potential rather than focusing on solving problems. It's not a pushing the or denying that the problem exists, acknowledging that it's there, but recognizing also that that problem actually has a message. It's asking us for something, asking for something to shift. So we're paying attention to that energy and focusing on what's the new that's being asked to be created here. We're just following what wants to happen. All the way through is one of the favorite questions here, paying attention to the potential that's wanting to unfold and seeking the shifts in perspective that can then show us the action necessary and follow that as we go along. So let's get started. What we'll do today is a coaching session that'll be between 20 and 30 minutes, and then we'll open it up for comments and questions and anything that you would like to share or observe from the work. We'll see where we want to go from there. So I welcome Vanessa as our client today. And Vanessa, a special thank you. I'm just opening the microphone for you, Vanessa. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
a special thank you because Vanessa is doing this on very short notice. The client that was lined up for today had a death in her family yesterday, and I actually didn't receive the email until late last night and realized, oh, we don't have a client. So I just reached out to several people to find someone, and Vanessa quickly responded and said she was willing to be here with us. So normally I like to work with a client here on these calls that has not done the transformational presence work and someone that I have not worked with before, at least in a coaching session. However, because of the circumstances here, I just needed to find someone quickly. And so I will acknowledge that Vanessa is a graduate of the Transformational Presence Coaching Program. However, I don't think we've ever done a coaching session together before, or if we have, it's just been a short demo kind of thing. So it's great to have this chance to work with you today, Vanessa, and thanks again for being here with us on the call. So, Vanessa, tell us what you'd like to work with today.
I have, just to give you a bit of background, really, I've been training as a coach and working with clients, and really internationally. I live in Spain, so... I work in both languages, but usually I tend to just end up working in English whatever that reason that is. But I'm just at a point where there's like this big need and desire to really be out there doing more of this work and having, you know, working with a whole lot of people and having a full practice. And I don't have that, and I have this sort of growing worry, frustration as well, and it's starting to get a little bit despairing.
Mm.
So that's where I'm at the moment. it comes and goes, but it's that's kind of my point at the moment.
Okay, great, great, great. Tell me something about that desire. Just tell me a little bit more about that energy.
Okay. I guess it's something I've held inside me probably all my life. It's a desire that I've always had to, you know, and I've judged it, and I sometimes still do, but it's just a desire to help people. I'm at the moment not really engaging with enough people, at least when I am, but at least not in a paid sense.
Let's engage with the energy of the desire itself.
Okay.
Rather than focusing on what's not happening, let's look at what is the energy here that's wanting to come through. So stay with the desire.
The energy to support people in their own process of really, well, transformation of really being who they really are in the world and making the world a better place. I mean, that's sort of fundamental. That's where it's at for me. So
yeah. Tell me, where does that live in your body? Identify a place.
Yeah, it's kind of solar plexus, sort of heart region.
Mm-hmm. If you just breathe into that region to let yourself really align with that potential that's wanting to unfold inside of you, that huge desire. What happens when you breathe into that and really align with it?
It expands. It feels very strong. It's quite exciting feeling.
Mm-hmm. So as it's expanding, let's just invite that energy to continue expanding actually beyond you to fill the whole room that you're in. So that this energy of transformational work that you do in the world, that energy is filling the room. It's the air you breathe. It's the ground you're walking on. Can you feel that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So since this energy is the air that you breathe right now, and it's so palpable there in the room, ask that energy what it wants from you.
It says it wants more support.
Ask it what kind of support.
Determination.
Determination for, ask it, determination for.
Connection.
So ask that energy to talk to you some about connection.
Individuals come up, connection with just anybody, provided they're individuals. That's what seems to be coming up at the moment.
So that it's about individuals. Is that what you're saying?
It's about connecting with individuals.
Ah, connecting with individuals. And tell me, what's that, if you, as you feel into that energy of connection here, where it's kind of inviting connection to be here in the room, dancing with this potential. And how do you describe, what are the qualities of that energy of connection? What kind of connection is it?
It feels very warm. Kind of a flowingness, in the sense that it's quite rapid.
Tell me what that means, rapid. I have a story about that, but what is it? What does that mean?
It's kind of like a chain. Connected, so perhaps each link is another person, and it's in terms of the dance, it's kind of it's making the steps quite quickly and very easily.
If that was a chain that was sort of, again, then connecting one thing to another, where's the beginning of that chain? Where does it start?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I get this chain being like, it doesn't really start anywhere. It's all part of the same thing. It's already existing.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Tell me, what's the energy in the room right now as we keep playing with this?
Feels very... it feels like elevated, but not... not hectic at all. It's very calm.
Okay, wonderful. Can you get up and move around, or are you tied to your computer?
Yep, I can move around.
Great. So as you just kind of sense the room, there's some spot in the room perhaps that's calling out to you as saying, here's the power spot. Here's the power spot. So go stand in the power spot. Tell me, what's here in the power spot?
A lot of light here.
What's the power spot asking you for?
It's asking me for strength.
What kind of strength?
That sort of being strength, just being me and taking this feeling that I have with me right now out to the outside world.
And what are the particular qualities and characteristics of the being and strength of you that need to be taken out into the world? What are those qualities?
One of them is definitely passion for the things that we were talking about earlier. Creating a far more loving world, that's definitely one of them. Also, the just this great desire to and passion for that spark in others, and you know, finding the connection with other people in that sense, that light in other people, I guess.
Wonderful. This whole energy in the room, this energy of this power, of strength, of passion, all of this that we've been having it all around you so that you're, that's the air that you breathe, it's the ground that you walk on. Let that energy now come back into your body as if you just are a living embodiment of all that energy. Comes back in and notice again where's the sort of landing place or the center place that energy in your body.
Yeah, it's the same energy, it's same area, it's the heart, solar plexus, maybe, yeah, a little bit higher than it was before, but the same region.
Great. And can you feel this aliveness, this energy really alive in your body?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Let yourself just walk around a bit with that to get used to just moving around with that energy as really the, that's what you're the embodiment of that. As you're walking around, go pick a spot in the room to represent the time and space where this work is now fully developed in the world, and you are the center of it.
Okay.
And in that place, and breathe into that energy. Now the work is fully developed, it's fully taken form. Take a bit of time to breathe into that time and space and into what that looks like and feels like. Let yourself begin to see it, feel it, to know the form that it has taken, gathering information about how it has all come into form. Whenever you're ready, then just tell me about what do you know now that it's all happening.
Funny, I feel the energy, but I don't feel, find another spot in the room. I don't really get any information coming through.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all right. That's all right. Just keep breathing into that energy. And ask that energy to show you then one particular way that it wants to come into form. Shows up there. And if nothing in particular comes, that's okay. Don't push for it. Just see if there's something there.
I'm just waiting rather than pushing, just to wait for something to come up, but nothing seems to be coming up at the moment.
Okay, that's just fine. That's just fine. So let's just press pause here for a moment and kind of check in to see what's shifted inside of you from when we started. Where are you now compared to when we started?
I'm calmer than I was when we started. I feel more relaxed and stronger. Yeah.
Okay, great. So from this calmness and more relaxed and stronger place, then let's come back into that desire that when you came, when we started the session, there was a little bit of anxiousness about, oh my gosh, is this going to happen or not? And now we're in this place of calmness and more strength there. From that place, let yourself breathe back into that desire. And what would you like for it to look like as it came into form? It could be anything you wanted. What would you like for it to be?
I would like for it to be not big, just in terms of the amount of people involved, but just that I'm working with individuals, and I'm really very deeply with these individuals, and you know that I'm supporting them through this journey that they're on, and that, you know, that they're really having these amazing breakthroughs, and that's, and then that I'm able to really, by the fact that there are few people, that I'm able to really, you know, really, really give what I can and support them in the way that I would like to be able to.
Mm. Fantastic. As you talk to me about that, let all of your focus for a moment just go into your intellect, into your head, and tell me, what's the story that goes on in your head when you articulate that desire?
I get lots of, yeah, but how's that going to happen? How are we going to do it? Give me the plan. Those sort of things. Yeah.
Okay. Good, good. So we're just checking in and recognizing, all right, there's a little story going on there, something that's maybe kind of getting in the way some. And drop down in your focus down into your gut, down in your lower abdomen. There might be a different story going on there. It might be the same. Who knows? Let's just see. The story going on down there.
It's excited. Get on with it.
Did you say get on with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
A bit impatient.
Yeah, yeah. So impatience, yeah. There. Okay, great. And then come into your heart center. Put your hand on your heart. And what's the story in your heart center?
Happy.
Cool. So let's let your heart and your gut ask your head what it needs. Feel like it could really go for this. What does your head need?
It needs a plan.
It needs a plan. Okay.
Like the answer came immediately. It was even before you finished asking the question.
Yeah. And so what does your gut and your heart know about the plan?
It knows that if it's not this if engaged, loses the rhythm, and it starts to, you know, start to go to the dark side a bit and get into this negative kind of tangle of head starts. So it knows that it needs movement. It needs more interaction with others.
So the plan needs interaction. Is that what you're saying? It's a little confused as to what you're...
Yeah. I guess it is the plan. I'm not quite sure at the moment. Just thinking
That's
about
right.
that.
That's right. That's right. So interaction and engagement and flow. As we're talking about this, let yourself just kind of wander around your room so that your body is moving, your body's in flow here. And we can keep inviting that energy of connection and relationship and flow to just here with us, kind of moving around. And come back to your head and ask your head, would it be willing to participate in the creation of a plan?
Yes. It would be.
Great. And so ask your head, where would it like to start?
When I ask my head that question, then my heart doesn't really like the answer.
Ah.
And it kind of goes, oh.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. We're getting somewhere. So what is your head's answer?
Oh, my head's answer is, you know, make a list of people, start phoning them. They're sort of the classic...
So, you know, it kind of sounds like that your head, to make that plan, wants to just pull away and be completely, operate completely by itself here.
Yeah.
Ask your head if actually it would be willing to make a plan in cooperation with your heart and your gut.
Yeah, it would be. Kind of longs to be, actually.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't really like not being the bad guy all the time. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, great. So let's go back to your heart then. And if your heart energy can expand to wrap itself around the head so that we're really bringing heart and head together, we're working in partnership. So heart has the benefit now of this ability of your head to make a plan, to organize something and to create that. But head also has the benefit of heart that brings this sense of connection and flow and movement and passion, as well as from your gut, that passion and excitement. They're all kind of in there together. Heart is wrapped around all of that. Then what do you know about a plan?
That the plan can be co-creative.
Mm-hmm. Great. Anything else that shows up there?
Well, actually, my eye has just gone down to this metro map on the floor. I don't know what it's doing there, but there's a shape of a heart. And at the top of the heart, there's a channel. Kind of odd. But to me, it's sort of speaking to me of some sort of, yeah, just creating that channel from from the heart and kind of informing the head of the really important stuff for it to kind of get the details together.
Okay. So we've gotten a lot stronger alignment here inside of you with this. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
So if you can imagine standing in front of you now is a version of you who is fully running this coaching practice that is working with individuals and transforming their lives in really significant ways. Can you see her standing in front of you? Doing
yes.
that for a while. And just look into her eyes and feel into her energy and describe her to me. You've become quite successful at this.
What I like about her is that there's this ease. There's a calmness, and there's that again. Sort of slower, but stronger in a way.
Okay, wonderful. As you look into her eyes and feel into her energy, ask her how she got to be where she is.
She says by believing.
Believing in
herself.
And ask her what steps she took to actually bring this practice into form.
She's talking about little steps, one at a time, forward.
Great. And ask her what advice she has for you as the first step that you would take.
Knowing comes up. I'm not quite sure what that...
Just ask her what that means.
It already exists, she says.
Okay, so you need to come from that place of that it already exists. Wonderful. And as you look right into her eyes and feel into her energy, when you are ready, step forward into her, trade places with her so that you literally become her. Notice what shifts within you when you become her.
The knowingness, the sense of well-being exists and shifts. This is kind of like I've just taken on everything that I was just describing.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So as you stand now in this energy and realize that this is the energy that you must embody from this moment forward now, as you build this practice, as you stand in this energy, what do you know needs to be the focus of your thought and action for the next 6 months?
What comes to me is this like a central truth, very simple, that I have and that I can hold every single day for the next 6 months. this sense of well-being, this sense of being well, I guess, and holding that, or present in my focus every day.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And if we really zoom in closer now to the next month, the next 30 days, what do you know needs to be the focus of your thought and action for the next 30 days?
It's weird. It's like what the head was saying before, but there's no problem now. It's connecting with people and talking to people, and with that constantly, with that feeling, going into it with this feeling that I have now, but within, you know, well, just in a natural way. It's very natural. It's just, it's nothing kind of very forced or... Yeah.
Great. So really, it really is now connecting with people and talking about your work from this place.
Mm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Ah, fantastic. And if we zoom in even more, John, to the next 7 days, next week, between now and next Wednesday.
Making a list.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay. It's it feels okay. It feels quite fun, actually. It's quite exciting.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
Fantastic. And if we zoom into the next 24 hours, it's late afternoon now for you. So by this time tomorrow, what do you need to have done? What needs to be your focus? Really lock this in and move you forward.
I would like to be with myself. Spend at least some of that time, apart from when I'm sleeping, alone. And in that time, just really practice being aligned and being calm.
Great. Great.
A sort of a lot of action within a sort of inaction, if you like.
Okay. Good. We need to wrap up the session now, but... tell me what has shifted for you now in this time that we've worked together. What are you taking out of this session?
Thank you. I'm taking out a sense of a sense of well-being, a sense of calm. There's certainly no despair anymore. There's certainly also a sense of not possibility, but a sense that I can do this. This is not, you know, this is not, it's actually already done. It's kind of weird, but that's how it feels.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to open the for anyone to ask questions and or comments or anything anyone would like to share or ask about. Observe. And in a moment, I'll come back to you, Vanessa, to also just ask then what was important for you in terms of how we worked. What what was that like for you? So you can just be with that for a moment and let yourself settle from the session. And so let's open it up to anyone. What did you observe? What questions do you have about Transformational Presence Coaching or about this particular session? If you would like to speak, just press 1 on your phone and I'll see your hand raise and can give you a microphone. We have a lot of people on the call, so I'll be kind of scrolling through the list looking for hands to raise. Press 1 on your phone to observe. Questions do you have? Yes, Christy, you have the mic.
Hi, Alan. I just had a question about the flow of the session. Do you normally use a very similar process in each one, or does it change every time?
Yeah, go ahead. It seems like I first went.
Well, you first went to the positive. She came in with the negative energy, and you went with where's the desire and where is it located and breathing with it and really expanding it.
Right.
And then finding it inside the body. And then towards the end of the session, it was getting more and more concrete about, you know, once you had the alignment between the head and the heart, then you went more toward the, okay, then what's the concrete action?
Exactly.
So would you say that that's kind of a flow that you would normally use, or is it?
In the really big picture of, yes, getting the alignment first and then moving towards getting it more concrete and into the action, because we ultimately we have to be able to bring it into form or we're just, you know, floating around in lovely ideas, but nothing is happening. So we do have to get it there at some point. And if you notice somewhere earlier on in the session, we went to stand in the future, and I was seeing if we could start to move towards form then and then begin to move towards how is she actually going to take steps towards creating this session. And clearly that wasn't ready to happen yet because she got there and it was just blank. There was nothing coming up. So I realized, all right, so there's still some block inside that's keeping her from being able to see a bigger picture of what this really wants to look like. So then we moved from there into checking in with those three, we call them three intelligences, within the head and the gut and the heart. It's thought, emotion, and truth. And to see what was out of alignment, and of course it showed up very quickly that her head was saying, yeah, 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 and just make a plan. Then we had to work with that and find some alignment. And once she came into that place, then we could move back to seeing that future self and having a conversation with that future self, stepping into that energy, and then start easing it back towards form again, and seeing what started to show up. And interestingly, then she came back to even the list, you know, but she had a completely different relationship to that list at that point. So to kind of answer your question, there is no formula or way in particular of this way of coaching, that's for sure. It's very much about following the energy and just seeing where's the client going and where do we need to go. And certainly, as you observed from the very beginning, that shift immediately from focusing on the problem to focusing on what wants to be created. There's a desire. That's the new energy that's wanting to be given birth. And so that's what we can partner with. Otherwise, we're just trying to fix something, and that's actually going to be a smaller and tighter energy. So moving towards what wants to happen, aligning the energy, and then seeing how that wants to come more into form before the session is over in some way.
Yeah. Okay. So you said you really want to make sure three things are aligned, and you said the head, the heart, and the gut, and then you gave them three other names, thought, and
right,
what else?
The ancient wisdom tradition spoke of these as three intelligences within us, and so there's the thought, or the emotion, or thought in the head, the emotion in the gut, and the truth in the heart. So different traditions gave them different names, but that was really the essence of them. Yeah, so those three must be aligned or we are not able to move forward. It's really helpful to work with those three because so often the client will realize, I know this is what I need to do, but I don't know, something's getting in the way. I just can't seem to take that step. So checking in with those three can very often show you, ah, here's where the red flag is. Here's what it is we need to address.
So when you addressed the gut, that was just... was that the feeling, just feelings in the body? Is that?
Yes.
I didn't hear the word. Yeah.
It was all the gut is all about emotion, and it's very much about this moment right here now. And as soon as she went there, she had excitement, and that she
right.
made that statement. The gut was saying, "Just get on with it. Come on, get on with it." So there was this conflict there between her head that was. Wanting the plan and so forth, but really wary of all this, and then the gut that was saying, and the heart also saying, it's all okay. So we were working to balance those.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go to Jackie. And Jackie, you have the mic.
Hi, Alan. Thank you for that. It was really great to listen to where that went. And I noticed that you went a little bit longer, I think, with the coaching than you had initially planned.
Mm-hmm.
And given what you pointed to about having sort of made that initial attempt and seeing that she wasn't ready, it wasn't there yet, I guess being kind of practical and the timekeeper as a coach as well, I wondered what you might have done if you were at a point of needing to wrap up 5 or 10 minutes earlier.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great question. I think we went maybe 3 or 4 minutes over the half an hour. First of all, I'm not a clock watcher in that it's exactly a 45-minute session. So my sessions are usually anywhere from 40 minutes to 50 minutes. It just kind of is in that range, and we work until we're done. But if in that moment, if we were really at the end of the time and we had to wrap that up, then I would have given her an invitation to have a conversation. Her homework would have been to continue a conversation, let's say, between her heart and her head, and with the understanding that it's not about one of them trying to talk the other one into something, but let them be curious with one another and working back and forth. And if this was a client that I've been working with for a while, then they would also know how to do that, see what the heart wants to say to the head, what does the head want to say to the heart, and let them just continue to have a dialogue back and forth until they kind of start to find their way together. You know, when I asked that question of would your head be willing to work in partnership, and there was this immediate yes, and as she said, even a sense of relief that even though the head was pushing, just make a plan, on the other hand, it kind of didn't want all that responsibility. So that's probably where I would have left it at that point if we had to end the session. I would have just have given the client that homework piece of making sure they kind of understood how to do that.
That's a great clarification. Thank you both.
Yeah, thank you. Who else? Yes, Winifred, you have the mic.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Alan. I was curious when you asked her to move around the room. I was wondering what that was about and looking for a spot that would speak to her. I hadn't ever thought about that before.
Yes,
what was that all about?
When you get up and move the client around the room, I move the clients around all the time because, first of all, it's shifting the energy. But secondly, we play with time and space, recognizing that in the quantum realm or in the greater consciousness, there is no linear time and space as we think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this three-dimensional world. And so we simply are assigning a spot in the room to say, when I step into that spot, I am in that that date and time, you know, or that moment in time and space. And in this case, we didn't give it a specific date. We just said it's now you're fully doing that practice. You've been doing that for a while. You're well established there. Mm-hmm. Breathe into that energy. And so letting that that spot then do the work, letting the energy do the work. If you notice really through the whole session, we're constantly letting the energy do the work. There's nothing to figure out. There's nothing to analyze. There's just keep playing with the energy and following it and letting it do the work. It will transform itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so standing in that spot, then she gathered some information. Then at another point, I asked her to that there was a spot in the room that was sort of glowing as the power spot, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that Vanessa would know how to do that. And so she just went to that spot, and then there was some more information from there. Using moving the client around and using different spots to represent different things, and that can be anything. I mean, it's absolutely anything, is a really, really powerful way of working. If you have them just sit in the chair and imagine that, they're going to tend to go into their intellect and they'll be in an analytical place.
But when
you're moving them around, they stay much more in the intuitive mind.
Ah, because I have this beautiful little garden room that I converted, and I have little groups. So far I've just been doing bereavement groups, but the energy in the room is so peaceful. And I'm wondering, when you're speaking, should I let people wander in and sit where they feel they should sit? They all try inclined to sit in the same place every week.
Yes. Invite them to explore and to feel, what is the right spot for me today?
Yes. Okay.
And notice why maybe last week that was the spot, but today this is the spot.
This feels better. And what about me? I should not always sit in the same spot either.
Same for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you. I want to go to Linda. One other question here. Let me give you the mic. Linda, you have the mic.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Alan. Thank you very much, first of all, for a very inspirational presentation, well, process there. And I was really struck by going with the flow. And even when you got to the challenge area, just continued on with the very smooth way. But my main point is to wish Vanessa, first of all, thank you for being there for us today, Vanessa, and good luck with working with this process, as I believe you're in Madrid, maybe, as you're creating and growing your coaching practice in just the way you wish.
Great, thank you.
So, Vanessa, before we wrap up, let's come back to you, and just if you anything you'd like to say about the process and what worked for you, what if there was something that didn't work for you, what anything you'd like to share about.
Well, I found what worked was, what didn't work was looking, at the beginning being in the future self, at that moment at least, it didn't work, and I found it much easier later when we came at it from a different direction.
Exactly.
And we looked at it instead of standing in it, and that was so much easier. So much more information there. Just looking at it and having already been, you know, found myself in the place where it got to. So there was it's like one of those lights they use in surgery. You know, they stick a light inside you and they kind of move around your body. And that's the feeling that I had. It was kind of like, well, we're going to go in here and we're just going to have a look and we're going to investigate. And if we can't find a way through this way, then maybe there's another way this way. So, you know, until we finally found a place that was flexible, that was willing enough to sort of step forward and dance, if you like. And it was that sort of sense that I had. So it wasn't pushing against what didn't work, but rather flowing to discovery, you know.
Absolutely. Great. And that's just to kind of come back again to, you know, where we got to that place where then it didn't work. Instead of pushing against that, as you said, it's about just paying attention to, so what's here, and how do we co-create with this? Everything, coaching is completely learning to co-create with every single thing that is. If there's a block there, we're co-creating with the block. That becomes our next co-creative partner. If there's a fear, that becomes our next co-creative partner. We're constantly working with what is to transform energy, to let the energy transform itself, actually, if we'll just keep following it and asking it what it wants us to know. So thank you again, Vanessa, very much, for especially at the last minute stepping in and being a really great client today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you to everyone for being here with us today. Just a couple of words about upcoming opportunities here at the center. Please spend some time on our website, transformationalpresence.org. There are lots of free resources and audios, e-courses, articles, all kinds of things there, as well as information on upcoming trainings and workshops and coaching services. The Transformational Presence Leadership and Coach Training, the next teleclass start, it's available as a 7-month teleclass version. That will start again in October. And it's also available as 5-day residential trainings, in-person trainings. This year they're coming up still in the Netherlands and in September in the Boston area, here in the U.S. in October. It'll be in Sweden in November and the U.K. in December. There are also a couple of teleclasses coming up in the summer, one on Soul Mission and one on Manifestation Wheel. So all kinds of opportunities there for you to engage in all different levels of ways. So I hope that we will meet again. Thank you so much for joining us today. Join us again for these free calls, the Transformational Leadership Dialogue, as well as these coaching demonstrations. And it's great to have you here. Thanks, everyone, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.